want to discuss some of the minig and the halachas of eating milchiks on Shavuos. So there's different, many different halachas in regards to eating milchiks on Shavuos. So I want to start with the halachas of Simchas Yomtiv. There's a pasuk in the Torah Samata Bechagetok, and there's a Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara says that Ein Simcha LeBebosser VeYayin. So the Gemara says that the Simcha applies to Bosser and Yayin. That's, the Gemara says for women it's by buying them nice clothes, but for men it's Bosser and Yayin. Now the Gemara is clearly talking about, the Gemara says, how do we know Bosser? The Gemara brings a pasuk, V'zabach Tosham V'chal Tosham V'samachta, that eating the korban shlomim is a part of the process of simple. So the Gemara is clearly talking about the basar of a korban. The Rama prasens when he says the halacha for yomtiv, even mizman hazeh, the Rama says that there's a chiyuv of eating basar by a sudas yomtiv. The Beis Yosef comes along and says, I don't know where the Rama got there from. The Gemara is talking about bringing a korban shlomim, and that is clearly, there is a chiyuv of simcha of eating basar of a korban. On Yom Tov, Bisman, the Mikdash has Kayim. But nowadays, we don't have a basic Mikdash anymore. We don't have Korban. There's no Chiyav Tit Basar. So the Shulchan Aruch does not mention that there's a Chiyav Tit Basar on Yom Tov by Suda. He says there's a Chiyav to drink wine. Chiyav to drink wine is a Revius of wine. Comes along the Magen Rambam and says, I don't understand Pshat in the Magen, the Beis Yosef's Kasha. He answers the Beis Yosef's Kasha, and he paskins the Lachal Amais. A person should have Basar by Suda's Yom Tov. Mr. Brewer, when he brings it down, in the language of mitzvah lechol basar. Doesn't say it's a chiyuv, he says it's a mitzvah. How much is this? If you would have this dinner, if you accept the Mr. Brewer, the Magen Avraham, the Rambam, the shear is a kazayas. The person has to eat a kazayas, a basar. Kazayas, a basar is not very large. It's hard to give it by weight, by volume. Again, I pointed out that the kazayas is, if you picture a by volume, they take a slice of rye bread from a 2-pound rye bread from the bakery, take a slice out from the middle, cut it in half, that's a kazayas. It's not very large. That's the chiyuv of eat basar. Do you fulfill this chiyuv with eating basar oif? So it's clear in the Gemara that they're talking about basar behema. So the assumption of many poskim is that the chiyuv is to eat the dafka basar behema. There are some poskim say, if that's not available, you should have basar oif. So what do we do with that, with the minhag in regards to eating milchiks on Shavuos? If there's a chiyuv by Sudas Yomtiv to eat basar, so can you have a milchiks suda? So if you look at the Ramah says there's no such thing as a milchiks suda. The Ramah does not understand the minhag was a milchiks suda. The Ramah says the minhag was to start the suda with milchiks and then switch in the middle of the suda to eat fleishiks. That's how you start. You would have it different. You would end up with the suda which you ate fleishiks also. So now, how do you fulfill this minhag of the Ramah of eating milchiks, going from milchiks to fleishiks? I want to go through that halacha of changing from milk to fleishig. I don't know whether just so you have the minute to do that on Shavuos. Some people just have a kiddush, which is milk. Some people actually have a milk kasuda. I know my person in Cleveland, Paskin, somebody did that. He should go home and have fleishig kasuda afterwards. Yes, you weren't mekayim your mitzvah. So that's what I go with. You can ask your own local Orthodox rabbi. But regards to this minute of the Ramah, if a person would ever be in a situation where he's studying milk and he wants to switch to fleishig, what does he have to do? So the Gemara gives me three things that a person has to do. The person has to do kinuach and hadacha, and has to wash his hands. So kinuach and hadacha. Kinuach is eating something hard, which would, if there's any residue of cheese anywhere in your mouth, as you're eating, it would remove it from the being stuck amongst your teeth, etc. Then you do hadacha, you drink something, which would then wash down that down. So you remove any residue which is in your mouth. And then you have to wash your hands in case you actually get dirty your hands with the cheese that you've been eating. The Rishash is medayik in that Mishnah, that it gives an example of cheese, that in a case where you were just drinking milk, you do not need to do kinoch and hadacha. Hadacha is sufficient. Just washing it down, it would be sufficient. You do not need to do kinoch and hadacha. And that's many paskin like that diuk, and that is accepted in halacha. Regards to washing hands, the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person ate with utensils and did not touch the food directly, really you don't have to wash your hands. As a matter of fact, it says if your person says maybe it's only lacha b'layla b'yayim, you can look at your hands and see if your hands are clean. But it says even so, you should do so. You should even wash your hands anyway. It's talking about night to day. And the Prima Gadim says, and similarly, if a person uses utensil, you don't know. Maybe you touch. You should wash your hands anyway. So washing does not mean until you dying with a kais, with once in each hand, twice in each hand. It means cleaning off your hands, running your hands in the running water, and cleaning them off. Together with that, if bread was on the table, So bread was actually on the table. It's been on the table itself. We are concerned that there's residue of milchiks on that bread. You cannot use that bread for a fleshing a meal. So actually, the Ramah explains that's the minhag to eat milchiks. If you look at the Ramah's explanation for the minhag to eat milchiks is on Shavuos we bring shtei lechem. It was part of the Karbonos of Shavuos. So even though we have lechem mishnah, every Suda we don't necessarily eat both loaves of bread. People can serve bread at that time. They would eat one loaf. But see, if they start to suda with a milchik meal, they'd eat that bread and now become a milchik. They take that bread away and be forced to eat a second loaf. So they end up eating two loaves. And that's why you have a minute to eat milchik and fleishik. He says, in order to force you to eat mekayim shei lechem. So there's actually no minute according to them of eating milchiks. The minute is to eat shei lechem. But you can't, the key of shei lechem is when you're forced to eat shei lechem, and that's why you do it. That's actually the Ramah's explanation for the minig, which is probably not the well-known explanation. That's how the Ramah, who's the Makar of Alderman Huggy Yisrael, tells us the reason. Okay, the last thing you have to do is you have to change the tablecloth. You can't eat on a tablecloth which has milchik residue. You cannot eat on that tablecloth. You'd have to change from milchik to fleishiks. What about waiting and benching? Do you have to wait and do you have to bench? So the Shulchan Aruch does not mention anything about waiting. Shulchan Aruch in Yeridah does not mention anything about waiting. The Beis Yosef himself brings a Zohar that the Zohar said you shouldn't eat milchik and fleishiks together in the same hour and the same meal. That's what the Zohar says. The Beis Yosef quotes it. He does not quote it in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach does quote it. The Shach does mention the Zohar. The Zohar says you should not eat milk and fleishiks in the same hour and in the same meal. So there's some people which are makbid on this Zohar. So they say an hour is lavdafka. An hour means half an hour or more. So you have roim of an hour. So that's according to the Zohar, a person should wait a half an hour in between. And also, according to the Zohar, you would have to bench in between milk and fleishiks. The Mishabura, the Magen Avraham Pass is not like the Zohar, like the Shulchan Aruch does not mention it. The Magen Avraham Pass is not like that. And the Mishabura Pass is not like that. Rav Moshe actually, in a tshuva, Rav Moshe suggests that a person should be machmer and bench in between. So if you know people should have the minig, but dafka not to eat milk and fleishes on the same meal, that's because of the Zohar. But if the Ikra Din, the Psak and Allah, and Shulchan Aruch, Mishabura, etc., do not bring this as Allah Kalamaisa that a person has to bench in between. So again, the minig would be what you'd have to do is you have to clean out your mouth with kinuach and hadacha. You have to wash up your hands. You have to change the bread. You have to change the tablecloth. And according to the Zohar, you would have to wait a period of time of a half an hour and bench in between. Have a good morning.